WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has been asked to consider donating city-owned land to build a $3 million children's area south of Central Park.
Today's council workshop includes a presentation from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and the Texas Department of Transportation for a privately funded area called Brazos Valley Safety City. A nonprofit's already been created to collect donations to build and operate a model city and classroom building to teach children safety principles. The proposed location's along the freeway south of Central Park. The collection of hands-on and interactive exhibits for kindergarten through fifth grade students is to reduce injuries and deaths in their homes and on the streets. Background information given to the council, which is online at WTAW.com, does not have a timeline to build and open the area, which is patterned after the Frisco safety town north of Dallas. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council will wait for the state legislature before taking action on new regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber. That decision was made after hearing from Uber General Manager Sirfraz Meridia, who says that Bryan would be the only city in the country requiring signage for their vehicles.
Many of our driver partners have been harassed and intimidated by taxi drivers, and we think this could potentially contribute to that issue. Just last month, we had to speak with the police chief in College Station to make this issue known, and we're hopeful that this particular issue doesn't contribute further to that problem.
Uber also has a problem with Bryan's method of screening drivers and the city's insurance requirements. Blinn College trustees held a special meeting this week that led to a vote opposing two bills in the legislature that would reduce their service area.
They did that to reaffirm our commitment to serving the Hempstead, Royal, and Waller ISDs and maintain the integrity of our current service area.
Spokesman Richard Bray says both bills would transfer control to the Houston-based Lone Star College system. House Bill 2361 involves Waller County, while House Bill 2231 would affect the Waller School District, which extends into Harris County. Blinn trustees did not take up a bill recently filed by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan. House Bill 1903 would distribute state funds, tuition, and fees based on the number of hours taken at each Blinn campus. Criminal charges have been filed in the disappearance of more than $20,000 from the local Habitat for Humanity 6 years ago. A private accountant hired by Habitat, 42-year-old Michael Lichtig, was indicted by a Brazos County grand jury for failing to make cash deposits of up to $100,000 between February and July 2009. The exact amount has not been disclosed. Lichtig, who lives in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine, is out of jail after posting bond. A Habitat employee notified Bryan police March 10, 2010 about financial discrepancies. Do you create a checklist to prepare for vacation? Don't forget about your pet this spring break.
Whether you're taking your animal or not with you, we have had instances in the past where dogs have been with us, or cats for that matter, a significant amount of time because the responsible party, while the owner was out of town, didn't come look for the pet.
Leo White of the Aggieland Humane Society reminds owners to get their pets microchipped and make sure they wear their Brazos County tag, which extends the animal's stray hold from 3 to 10 days if brought to the shelter. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it, with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
It's 8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here are the numbers.
Some decent moisture rolling in off the Gulf of Mexico this morning. That should lead to scattered showers. It'll be breezy. Highs today 60 to 65. May even hear some rumbles of thunder today. Showers will taper off tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50 or so. For tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of sun and clouds developing. Temperatures are going to have the tendency to end up probably around 70 tomorrow. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy 50, sun and clouds 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Let's head over to Austin and State Representative John Rainey here. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott.
Good. Listen, let's talk first of all. You introduced more legislation that would impact Blinn. It's House Bill 2621. Tell us a little bit about that.
That bill will give Brazos County some representation on the board of Blinn. We don't have any. We're not in the district, but since we're a big portion of their college, the major portion of their college, we felt like they needed, that the Brazos County folks needed a little representation. What that bill will do will put two members appointed by the Commissioner's Court on the board. They cannot vote on taxing issues. And other than that, they'll be a full member of the board.
Have you gotten any feedback from the folks at Blinn about this?
I really have not. I think that things are going better. Maybe we're going to be meeting with some of them next week, and hopefully we'll work out any difficulties that they may have that will fit within the guidelines that we're hoping to achieve.
Let's talk this morning. I know House lawmakers unveiled a plan on Tuesday that would kind of shore up the underfunded retirement system for state employees. We're looking at, about almost $450 million that would be increased to kind of help take care of the contributions to the employees' retirement pension fund. Tell me a little bit about that as y'all have studied through.
Well, I think that's, I was not on that subcommittee, but I think that's going to be one of those deals that's a 30-year project. Basically, what's going to happen is we're going to add about 2.5% to the employees' retirement program. They'll take 2.5% more out, and it should shore it up and over 30 years make it fiscally sound.
You know, it's obviously Representative Otto's got a full-time job now, and I know that there are some differences between the House budget and the Senate budget, both obviously looking to do what they can in areas that need the most help. One of the things that I noticed was that what Representative Otto has been proposing is that some of the fees that are out there that have become pretty tough for some Texans to pay for would not be part of the House budget. Are there some other differences that you're seeing as a member of PROPS from how that's different from the House plan?
You know, Scott, I've been on Article 3, which is education.
Yeah.
That's where I've been focused. I don't know what the Senate bill has in it at this point, so I really am not ready to talk about that.
Sure. Well, let's talk then. Let's do talk about education. Obviously, you're waiting on a judge's ruling when it comes to public schools, and that's going to be obviously problematic until you know what the numbers are there. But it just points out the whole situation that appropriations has to be done in a 140-day period, and it has to last for 2 years. It's there's some guessing that goes on there.
Well, I think that we've done a pretty good job in that. I think there's going to be a little close to $4 billion more going into education. 2.2, I believe, added to the introduced budget. So we're doing a lot for public education, and we have done a lot for universities. We've added 3% to their appropriation for the year too, and that's where they want it. It goes all in both cases. It's going into their formula, so it should be distributed fairly.
There's no reason you would necessarily know, but since A&M officially has a new president, do you know if there are any plans for him to travel over to Austin to speak to you?
I have not heard. I usually talk to Chancellor Sharp pretty regular, but I haven't this week, so he's on board then. I didn't know that.
He is. It's been officially done. They've gotten that contract taken care of. No, I know. That's why I say there wasn't necessarily any reason you would know that was the case. But obviously, we'd like to get him over to Austin so that he
need to break him in.
Yes, exactly. We need to do that. What's going to happen of import between now and when we speak again next Thursday, John?
Well, I think that we're going to finalize the House budget probably today, and it'll move forward. I don't know how quickly it'll come through the body. It'll probably be 2 or 3 weeks before it gets all put together and ready for Chairman Otto and the various sub-chairmen to present that before the House. We will start hearing some bills pretty quick. We haven't at this point, but there's some that have already been moved to calendar, so I'm expecting probably next week we'll start hearing some bills on the floor, which will be interesting.
Yeah, Senate beat you to it. They got one last week, right?
Right.
They got one through. Very good. Listen, we'll talk to you next week, John. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's State Representative John Rainey. He joins us every Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell tomorrow as we do. Right now, let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan. And Jessica Jones is here this morning from the library. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Pull that microphone right up next to you right there. There we go. Excellent. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about the College Station Library programs that we have going on through the spring and part of the summer.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
We've got a full load of things going on. We've got spring break programs coming up, including a program called Chia Mamma Mia that's happening on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then we also have a Cleaning Out the Closet Crafts on the 19th. We've got Super Spy Camp coming up on March 28th, which is going to be a lot of fun. And if you're a fan of the movie Caddyshack, we have a program coming up called Caddy Stacks at the library. We'll be playing mini golf at the library. We've got several courses going around. Should be a lot of fun.
Sounds fun. Now, a little bit about the spring break one, since that's coming up and there may be moms, the dads who need to find fun activities for their kiddos. What age group is that camp geared to?
These are really any age where they can assemble a craft.
Okay. And how long does those programs normally last?
They're usually about an hour and a half.
Okay. Do they need to sign up ahead of time?
We do not currently have lists going up. It doesn't look like they're going to be totally full, but it's always a good idea to get to the library just a little early to make sure that you've got a spot.
Sure. Is there any cost involved in any of this?
There is not.
Wow, that's the best part. So right there, there's one free fun day for the library. If they want some more information, Jessica, about that or the programs you've mentioned today, where can they find that information?
If you would like more information, please feel free to visit our website at bcslibrary.org or give us a call at 979-764-3416.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. That's it. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
It's good for you and your pet. One of many reasons to call Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service. Chasing Tails comes to you at home, where your pet is comfortable and stress-free. Plus, spending your time in waiting rooms is over. Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service offers everything from vaccinations to hospice care to acupuncture, with visits starting as low as $50 for your dog or cat and only $25 for each additional animal. Your pet means the world to you, and Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service knows it. Find them on Facebook or click ChasingTailsVet.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. First-time unemployment claims tumbled by 36,000 last week, which was better than expected. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, fell by 3,750. Honda has launched an ad campaign urging owners of Honda and Acura vehicles to check for open recalls and take affected cars to authorized dealers for free repairs. The company has set aside hundreds of millions of dollars to cover mass recalls to replace airbag inflators made by Takata Corporation that have been linked to 6 deaths, all in Honda cars. It's called text neck, something doctors are seeing more of due to our obsession with gadgets. Since we pick up our cell phones about 1,500 times a week, we're feeling pain and strain in our neck and down our arms. Doctors say we can combat text neck with proper ergonomics, bring objects to you with proper posture rather than bend over them. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 27. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You've faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000, or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
You're building a house. You expect experts to give you good advice. That's what you pay for. Well, think about the windows in that new home that you're building. Because if you have windows that are not energy efficient, you're going to pay for that mistake every month for as long as you live in that home. So if you're looking for window advice, give the folks at Intercon a call, 823-3639. This is what happens when you call Intercon. You get to talk to a person, first of all, who'll set up an appointment so that you can actually have a consultant, an expert on windows, tell you what your options are. Find windows that are energy efficient, put them in that house from day one, and you will be glad that you did that. So get the kind of countertops you want, the kind of carpet you want, the kind of paint that you want, the kind of exterior you want, the kind of landscaping that you want. But understand, the windows can make a difference in your utility bill every month. And when it comes to experts in windows with no high pressure, that's Intercon. So give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
Sonny's is Aggie Land's traditional barbershop with a tradition of giving ordinary men an extraordinary appearance, whether theirs is a traditional haircut or a not-so-traditional one. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. That includes facial hair. If you're tired of looking ordinary and unremarkable, join the ordinary men who discovered the difference an extraordinary appearance makes. Just go to Sonny's, join the Sonny's tradition, enjoy the adventure of where an extraordinary appearance takes you. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, time to talk about what's going on in the arts world, and the CEO of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley is here this morning. Chris Dyer, how are you today?
Good, happy to be here.
You brought an old friend with you.
Well,
today.
Were we calling Steve old? Because, you know, that's pretty rough.
Let me tell you my Steve Beachy story, okay? Back in the day when he was the head of Parks and Rec and Parks and Rec? Is that
Parks
right?
And Recreation.
Yeah, that's it, okay. They used to empty out the pool. Okay, but what had happened after the chlorine was dissipated, they put fish in there, and we had the trout out. That's what we used to call it. And Mary Mike and I'd go over there and do a remote broadcast. And you'd expect to eat donuts at 6 o'clock in the morning, but this is the guy who would catch the fish, clean it, and fry it for us. And I'm talking we'd eat trout that had been out of the water for maybe 10 minutes, and it was outstanding.
I knew he was a big fisherman, yeah. But, you know, I guess that was back before this town had air conditioning, right? That was,
mm-hmm.
that was a long time ago,
that's
right?
It. Well, yeah, and so for all the things that people say about Steve Beachy, I'll always defend him because of that. But anyway, how are you today?
One of the best trout fishing places in all of the Central Texas area.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's talk a little bit about this Civil War memorial that you've got going. Of course, people know about the Vietnam memorial. It's been wonderful, but this is really a great deal. Give me a little history as to how this came about.
Well, the the mission of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is to recognize service and sacrifice of all American veterans, all eras from the Revolution all the way to the present. And as part of that, we have an ongoing program to develop sites for each of the principal wars in American history along the Lynn Stewart pathway. And several of those have been completed, including Vietnam, Korea, several others. And this year, we are focusing on the Civil War. The dedication will be on April the 9th. And as you know, Scott, that's the 150th anniversary of Appomattox.
Yes, it is.
Which was Lee's surrender to Grant, effectively ending the war. Wasn't the last battle, of course. That occurred in Texas a few months later, but it effectively was the end of the war. And the theme of this particular memorial is going home. And that's one thing that any service member of any era would always cherish, is that time when they actually went home.
Sure. Now, this is you're going to have statues depicting both sides of the war, right?
Yes, there's a Confederate statue, and he'll be depicted as walking south, heading back home. And on the other side of a replica Civil War fence will be the Union soldier, and he's heading home to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of looking at each other, and not fondly, but with caution. And so that's the theme of this. The war's over. Now they're going back to their whatever their life may be, and many changes there, many uncertainties, but a Union's been restored.
Now, where are these going to be located?
They're at the north end of the Lynn Stewart Pathway. If you go out and park in the softball field parking lot, that's where you can access as easiest. There's a open field there that's surrounded by an oval pathway, and the Confederate statue will be on the southern end of it, the Union on the north. The fences, actually, we've got a couple of these picket fences that were done as Eagle Scout projects.
Oh, how fun.
And
okay.
The most recently one was completed in January. There's a third Eagle Scout project underway that's going to create a little replica stone wall at the site. Because if you got a Civil War site, you have to have a stone wall.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing that's neat is because it's located where it is, people who will be here for events, softball events or soccer, that sort of thing, they'll be able to see them even though they're not residents of Bryan College Station, that they'll get
a chance to share. That's absolutely correct. There's a lot of visitors that go out there and look at that. And I was told by some of the park staff that at one of the recent tournaments they had out there, the team pictures were being taken in front of the Vietnam Memorial that was installed last year. So
that's
a neat thing to happen.
It is. Now, when is this dedication going to take place?
It's going to take place April the 9th, which is a Thursday. It'll be at 11:30. And we have a whole range of participants in that, including the Brazos Valley Symphony is bringing a string quintet that will perform selections from their upcoming Civil War tribute concert, which is going to take place on April 26th.
Very nice.
And they'll play Ashiken's Farewell, which is the theme from the Ken Burns series, and also tribute to the Blue and Gray, among other things. We'll have reenactors from the Confederate and Union sides. The Ross Volunteers will perform their rifle salute. We're going to have a couple cannons out there, replica Civil War cannons, and they will fire salutes. We'll also have a speaker that's coming in from Baylor, a noted historian, Dr. Michael Parrish, and his expertise is American history, particularly military history, Texas and Civil War era. And so really look forward to that that particular talk. One of our board members, Bill Yunkin, will read some excerpts from actual Civil War letters from that we've collected from local families here. And, you know, it's going to be a great event.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us.
Hope to see you out there.
All right. That's Steve Beachy. What else we got going on?
Well, I was just, it's the spring. There's a lot going on. I wanted to touch on this, that Payne Lara is the artist. He's a local artist, artist of the year three years ago for Arts Council. And they do, this is a really hidden treasure, and it shouldn't be. You know, we're getting there, but it's a premier destination. So y'all get out there, take an early lunch and come out and check it out. Go to our website at acbv.org. The drop down says events. That has every arts events that is going on in this community. And, you know, come by and see us at the Arts Center and come out to this dedication.
All right, look forward to it. Thanks a lot. Our visit with the folks from the Arts Council on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie Report is next. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M baseball moved its record to 18-0 on Wednesday afternoon, beating UT Pan American 4-3 in 11. Corbin Martin got the win in relief, pitching one inning. Four runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, 14 left on for Texas A&M. Three runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 13 left on for the Bronx. Aggies trailed going into the eighth inning 3-0, but then scored three times and then finally winning it in the bottom of the 11th, pushing the winning run across. Aggies now have three games coming up with Auburn in SEC play this weekend. It'll start Friday night at 6:35 at Bluebell, 4:05 coming up Saturday afternoon, and 1:05 then on Sunday. Meanwhile, here in Nashville, Texas A&M will take on Auburn in the SEC postseason basketball tournament. Auburn a winner over Mississippi State, 74-68. The Aggies will play Auburn this afternoon beginning at 2:30. 2 o'clock will be our broadcast. Aggies took both regular season games from Auburn January 27th at their place. Final score 71-61. House had 22. And then on the 28th at Reed, A&M 80, Auburn 55. Jalen Jones had 19. Again, 2 o'clock broadcast time today. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
An injection to stop bleeding. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If a patient is losing blood and it's not clear where the bleeding is happening, it's difficult for doctors to stop it. Now, University of Washington bioengineer Susie Pun and her colleagues report in the journal Science Translational Medicine on a synthetic clotting material that can be injected into the body. She says doctors don't have to know the location of the bleeding.
So the material we can just inject into the bloodstream, it flows with the blood, it recognizes forming clots, and then it will integrate into them and strengthen them and stabilize them.
Any leftover material is soon flushed from the body. It's called Polystat, and in rats, it bonded with natural fibrin at the wound site and quickly stopped the bleeding. Pun and her colleagues now aim to study its effectiveness in larger animals before progressing to human trials. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Today, no more trying to find a parking spot. Your tech-equipped car can find one for you. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Did you know that small businesses can lose significant revenue each year because of inaccurate online information? Inaccurate information means future and existing customers can't find you. As a small business owner, you can't afford to take that hit. Good news, YP, the leader in local marketing solutions, is here to help. You may know them as the Yellow Pages, but 80 million people search YP.com for local businesses each month, so YP knows the importance of being found. They developed an innovative new tool that measures your business's online health and checks for the accuracy of your listings. It's called a free business scan. In just seconds, YP's free scan will tell you where you're listed, where you're not, and if your listings are correct. Don't be one of the businesses that leave hard-earned money on the table. Customers are looking for you right now. Check your listings for free right now to make sure they can find you. To start your free business scan, visit myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com now. We spend 70 million hours driving around looking for a parking spot. In some cities, a third of all the traffic is just trying to find a place to park. Now, what if your car could find a spot for you? Ford thinks they have the answer, and it's based on the principles of crowdfunding. Ford's Parking Spotter works like this. Its cars are loaded with sensing technologies like radar, sonar, and cameras. As you drive around, it sends the information about an empty parking spot along with its GPS coordinates to the cloud. Once it's there, drivers in the area can be alerted where the parking spot is located. It's years off, and until this happens, apps can help. ParkWiz lets you shop, reserve, and prepay for a spot. If you're near a stadium or family attraction, Parking Panda will help. And to avoid tickets, Parker helps you find a spot and includes a handy timer. Keep up to date with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. On March 10, 2010, Bryan Police received a report from a Habitat for Humanity employee about financial discrepancies. That's led to an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury against an accountant hired by Habitat. 42-year-old Michael Lichtig, who now lives in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine, is charged with keeping up to $100,000 that was supposed to have been deposited in the local Habitat's bank account. While the indictment states at least $20,000 was taken between February and July of 2009, the exact amount was not revealed by investigators or the district attorney's office. Lichtig is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $16,000. More development may be coming south of College Station Central Park.
Last year, several service organizations received the green light from the city council to start fundraising for the Fun for All playground inside the park, serving those with special needs. Now, the council's been asked to donate city-owned land south of the park along the freeway for construction of Brazos Valley Safety City. The $3 million concept from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and the Texas Department of Transportation is described as a kid-sized mini-town set in a safe and interactive environment dedicated to providing exemplary safety education to children. This would serve kindergarten through fifth grade students living in Brazos and the remaining nine counties in the TxDOT-Bryan district. Safety City includes a classroom building and 5/8 scale replicas of local buildings, roads with realistic pavement markings, traffic signals, and street signs. Another features a child-sized bedroom with a non-toxic smoke machine where children learn how to escape a fire. Children would also ride bicycles and battery-operated vehicles to learn pedestrian and motor vehicle safety. Online at WTAW.com, you can check out the background information for today's council workshop, including architectural drawings in the multi-story buildings. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
New regulations for Uber and other ride-sharing companies in Bryan are on hold until the state legislature takes action. Before the city council tabled action at this week's meeting, they heard from Uber's general manager. That includes the Twin Cities. Among points of contention, according to Safraz Meridia, is the city's background check.
We're unable to provide the exact results of background checks to the city and names of drivers, as it creates privacy concerns. You cannot become an active driver partner with Uber unless you've passed a very rigorous background check. That's a nationally accredited third-party background check.
Bryan is also proposing signage for ride-sharing companies.
There's no city in the United States in which we operate or in which an ordinance has passed where exterior trade dress was required. One of the reasons is that it actually encourages street hails. If somebody sees a car going by that has an Uber magnet on it, they're more likely to try to wave that car down. And our understanding is that that's not the goal of this ordinance.
Meridia also wants Bryan's insurance requirements to duplicate other cities in South and East Texas. Some of the offices of Blinn College's Bryan campus have made the move to new quarters at the Tejas Center.
We have added admissions and records, enrollment services, financial aid, and veteran services, and those will all resume business today.
Spokesman Richard Bray says after spring break, academic advising and testing will relocate. That will free up space at 29th and Villa Maria to begin a major on-campus makeover. The $10 million project is to accommodate continuing student enrollment during the next 2 to 4 years as Blinn develops its new campus in West Bryan. Two employees of the College Station Walmart store are accused of taking old receipts left behind by customers and turning them into cash. There's been one arrest. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old Voilanda Owens admitted to the theft. Walmart officials who were working on another case spotted video showing 20 fraudulent returns last December and January, totaling more than $1,100. Police are looking for the second suspect. A West Bryan convenience store was hit by an armed robber before sunrise yesterday morning. Police report the employee at the Tigerland Shell at FM 2818 and Leonard Road was not hurt. The suspect ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. His description is online at WTAW.com. Spring break is next week, and some of you may be traveling without your pets. Leah White with the Aggieland Humane Society says all pets are required to have a Brazos County tag, and she explains during her visit with WTAW's The Infomaniacs why that could save your pet from landing a new home.
One of the benefits of that tag is your stray hold goes from 3 days to 10 days.
Okay.
And that really benefits folks that are going out of town. Usually, after a day or so of you not being there, your dog's kind of getting a little concerned on what's happening, escapes Wednesday or so, you come back on Sunday, depending on how your dog came in. I mean, it is realistic that the dog with no ID could have come in, gone through its stray hold, and adopted back out.
White says you should also put someone else's contact information on your microchip or county tag registration in case you're unreachable during your travels. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 54 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Well, I mean, I don't care if it's weather or equipment or just stuff that happens. You don't want your next trip on an airline to end with you getting delayed, sitting at the airport, making the round trip and having to go back because you can't land, whatever it happens to be. It's time for reliable ways for you to get from here to there. And groundshuttle.com is just exactly that. Because groundshuttle.com has 10 daily trips to Bush and 4 daily trips to Hobby. And they pick up regularly at Easterwood Airport. And they do curbside pickup. They'll pick up at your home or your office. That's how convenient it can be. But most importantly, it's dependable so that you're not frustrated, you're not rushed, you're not going to possibly miss your connection because you'll get there. You sit back, check your emails, catch up on them, read a book, whatever you want to do. Let the shuttle driver take care of the rest of it. And by the way, they have Wi-Fi coming soon. You have reclining seats and power outlets and luxury shuttles right there at your beck and call. Give them a call at 855-303-4415. That's 855-303-4415. Or you can just go to groundshuttle.com. Groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Did you know the design of the common paperclip hasn't changed at all since its original invention in 1867? There have been hundreds of different designs over the years, but the most common design we know today didn't come out until 1894. You can find these kind of paperclips and even some of the other designs at Wilton's Office Works. Not only can Wilton's provide you with all your everyday office needs, but they also offer janitorial and break room supplies, computer accessories, first aid supplies, business cards. The list is endless. Click on Wilton's.com now or call 268-0062.
842, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by your Lennox dealer. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Lennox products keeping your family comfortable all year long.
Some decent moisture rolling in off the Gulf of Mexico this morning. That should lead to scattered showers. It'll be breezy. Highs today 60 to 65. May even hear some rumbles of thunder today. Showers will taper off tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50 or so. For tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of sun and clouds developing. Temperatures are going to have the tendency to end up probably around 70 tomorrow. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy 50, sun and clouds 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, I'll probably regret saying this, but we don't need a rain right now.
Yeah, you'll regret it.
We're doing okay. But nonetheless, there's a... some shower activity, as I said, this stuff is pouring in out of the Gulf, and so it's coming up due north, and so we're not really in the crosshairs of it very much, so that's a good thing, and we'll check it again in just a few minutes. Okay, here we go. Dairy farmers routinely feed their cows finger-sized magnets, which settle in the digestive tract,
yep,
to help keep the cows healthy. Uh-huh. Here's the problem. What happens is they've got basically an ailment that's called hardware disease, kind of a stomach-churning thing here. Since it's late in the day and you've already had, late in the morning, you've already had your breakfast. We hope the problem arises because cows don't chew very much before swallowing. They don't chew much before swallowing, which means that stuff they're chewing is stuff they've already swallowed. That's about as delicate as I can be. Okay?
Thank you for not going into great detail.
Because, you know, you get hay and your grass and you give them all that stuff and they really actually swallow large portions of it. And so also going along with that might be some things that they shouldn't have, like nails and tacks and baling wire and stray pieces of metal that are in there. And, you know, you kind of need to get that collected because if the cow for some reason tries to start moving those things through their system and you're standing nearby, you'll know it because, well, they can make noises that are not very nice. Anyhow, so knowing that, they put these little, and they're funny, they're about the size of your little finger, and they make them swallow it, and then the little pieces get right there. That way it doesn't poke a hole in their stomach or something like that. So, want a happy cow? Feed him a magnet. Happy cow, feed him a magnet. But it needs to be one, obviously, that can push through all the places it needs to. 1999 Sony, that's enough. 1999 Sony launched a robot dog named Aibo.
Aibo, yeah.
What is it?
We said Aibo.
Aibo, that's what? Good. In the U.S., America, and Japan, that not only responded to external stimuli, but was able to learn and express itself. And it didn't pee on the floor, which is really cool.
Yes.
These capabilities, a press release from that time explained, would, quote, allow each unit to develop a unique personality, including behavior shaped by praise and scolding from its owner. In short, what it meant was artificially intelligent robot. Okay, that's how they got Aibo. And it quickly became a hit, especially in Japan. This thing, it cost between $600 and $2,000. And despite the loyal fan base, Sony decided to discontinue it in 06 after selling around 150,000 of the little computer pups. Well, so for years following that announcement, Sony would repair them if they had any technical difficulties. But since July of 2014, those repairs have stopped. Now that the repairs have ended, parts have run out. And Aibo owners in Japan are holding funerals for their robot dogs. They're a little different over there, just saying. They don't have enough room to bury the people. What are they doing burying dogs? Okay. All that to tell you that new research now has found the average adult spends more time on their smartphone and computer than they do sleeping. The new survey reveals that most people spend an average of 8 hours and 21 minutes sleeping. Really?
What?
Really?
No.
Really?
There's no way that much sleep on the weekends makes up for the lack during...
And they spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes on their smartphones, computers, and laptops. Uh-huh. Again, my thought, who's getting 8 hours and 21 minutes of sleep? A study found that many of us have our smartphones on while we sleep, just in case we get a call. I'm not one of those people. I do not do that. And they figured that there are a lot of people who do that, if you want to consider that's with your phone, though. 4 in 10 adults and teens say they check their phone if they hear a beep or a flash. Sometimes they'll do that during the night. 51% check the internet as soon as they wake up. So there you are. Okay, I don't know this game, Cards Against Humanity. You know this game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was rather an ominous yes. Anyway, I believe it's politically incorrect. Is that...
Sure, we use the term wildly inappropriate.
Okay, that's good. Well, now you don't have to lug around a deck of cards anymore. You apparently can play it on your smartphone, tablet, or computer web browser for free.
For free?
Yep. It's called cardsagainstoriginality.com. Version of the game is now available on all browsers, either on the computer or your mobile. It's not from the original game makers, which is fine and legal since the makers released it under a Creative Commons license, allowing anybody to remix it as long as they don't resell it. Here's what happens. One player, the judge, asks a question from a stack of black cards. While everybody throws answers by throwing in their funniest white card, the judge then selects their favorite combination, and the owner of the selected white card wins the black card. That pretty much the way you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot of rules.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of jockeying for position. You can influence the judge. It really just comes down to taste or lack thereof.
Well, there you go. That's, again, that's what makes U.S. America what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good for them. Okay, why are you not playing? Can you hear anything? I can't.
No.
I can't hear anything. No. I wonder what that is. Okay. We're going to stop that now and see. Okay. Got to restart this now. Anybody got a funny story they want to tell? Okay. All right. Because I had my mad cow ready to fire off, and it wouldn't fire off. And I said, oh, well, it must be the wrong kind of file or something.
All right. I did see one that's interesting in terms of the way music's sold now.
Okay.
And they're talking about this, the guy's decided to abandon record labels and everything else, and instead he is having people sell for him along the lines of Amway.
Oh, okay.
So you buy his, you buy 10 of his records, you keep one, you sell 10. I just thought it was
okay, but after you've gotten that one record from him, where's the reward for you?
You make the money on the record.
You're in the chain. It's multi-level musicking.
No, but then after the second 10 comes along, you don't want a second copy of his record, do you? I mean, am I hearing this wrong? Or you just sell 10 and that's it, you're done?
Right.
Oh.
Basically, you become his marketing company.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was interesting.
Does his music suck, do you know?
I hadn't heard it yet.
Ah, well, okay.
I just saw the story and I was like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, nothing wrong with having them work for you. That's it.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
The symptoms of mental illness in seniors are often dismissed as a natural part of aging. Grief, physical disability, and changes in environment can cause anxiety or depression in seniors. But there is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together. One piece at a time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 7 minutes till. So we were going to do this, and I think we took a phone call this morning, so we got sidetracked. Sad news for you, Gary. Gary Shandling. One of my favorite Garys, right? Anyway, you probably should know that your name is not going to last very long. Probably the last, in fact, of a long line of men named Gary. The name is going extinct.
Oh, no.
Really? It's been plummeting in popularity since the early 1950s, where America saw nearly 39,000 baby Garys out there. This compared to 2013, there were only 442.
What?
The lowest since 1928. The name is now ranked 578th in U.S. America.
I have a cousin named Gary.
Well, I know one guy named Gary, anyway. Anyway, last reported baby girl in the U.S. named Gary was in 1997. Okay.
That's exactly my thought.
Yeah.
And...
Well, so, but what happened is they put together a list of Garys, okay? That, for instance, SpongeBob SquarePants Pet.
Yep.
Gary the Snail.
Gary the Snail.
Yeah. Different Strokes actor.
Gary Coleman.
Yeah. Member of Rascal Flatts. Gary LaVox. MASH. Gary Berghoff. Apollo 13 and Forrest Gump. Gary Sinise. Been interviewed by Tom Turbyville. Far Side comic artist.
Gary Larson.
Gary Larson.
Gary Larson.
Yeah, and the guy in the Batman movie, Gary Oldham. So there you go, and you may have some others, but Gary Plummeting. So if you're looking for a name for your child, preferably a boy, then you might go with Gary. Of course, you can name a girl Gary if you want to, too.
I'm sorry, Carrie? No, Gary.
Gary, yeah. that makes it very confusing. I know. Okay. So anyhow, that's fine. Scientists have unearthed the ruins of a legendary ancient civilization in the jungle of Honduras.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess we'll be hearing more about this. And while we're talking about scientists and stuff like that, scientists have unlocked a secret to chameleons changing color.
Did they not know before?
Well, apparently not. Their skin is made up of special crystals that act as mirrors. That's why it will allow chameleon skin to change rapidly by reflecting different levels of light. The crystals are called iridophores. They contract or expand when the reptile is excited or feels threatened, and that action changes its color from the natural green color to yellow, orange, or red in less than 2 minutes. Study was limited to panther chameleons. Ooh, they sound kind of mean. Anyway, that are native to Madagascar. So they're your chameleon facts today.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to get into Douglas Nissan for the Nissan Now sales event. Right now, save big on a new 2014 Nissan Maxima SV. The luxury sedan with unrelenting power can be yours with a total of $9,000 off MSRP. Now is the time to take advantage of these great savings. Hurry in now during the Nissan Now sales event going on at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 16214. Discount includes $4,000 Douglas discount, $4,500 Nissan customer cash, and $500 NMAC.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
She was out in the town. It just didn't feel right. Her man needed a truck to cruise through the night. So she called up some friends and they hooked him up. Her boy got a new ride. It was the best ever truck. So they were back on the streets in this awesome new truck. And that's when she said it. It ain't big enough. He put her to the curb, turned hard, and drove swift to the only place with help, BCS Tires and Lifts.
I don't always jack up my trucks, but when I do, I go to BCS Tires and Lifts. Stay jacked, my friends.
It's three local minutes. Tire Pros dealer.
Sorry, 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTW. I don't know if I should do this story or not.
No, boy.
Woman in Seattle says that you haven't lived until you've given a frog an enema. I'm just saying it quickly, okay? Thera Cutler calls herself the Frog Lady, runs a nonprofit, Just Frogs, Toads, Too, Foundation and Amphibian Center. It's a rescue center for turtles, frogs, and lizards, oh my. Unfortunately, she says she gets more in than she adopts out. She's a former vet tech, sees some crazy stuff. Rocky got his name because Rocky is a Texas toad that came to us with a whole bunch of rocks in his tummy. So that's how we had to clean him out. Little Rocky's fine now. So, okay.
Poor Rocco.
I guess so. Cockroaches. We talked about this before, that cockroaches have personalities. But they also can make decisions and reach a group consensus. Okay?
You want to crawl on that? Yeah, let's crawl on that.
Belgian scientists have looked at these little guys and how they seek shelter when they are exposed to light. They also tracked individual roaches' behavior. You ready? By attaching radio tags to their little backs. Guess do a little chip there, huh? Anyway.
Well, that's pretty invasive.
Yeah. The shy cockroaches spent more time staying sheltered away from light, while the roaches with bigger personalities, if you will, spent more time exploring before scurrying to join the herd. But the researchers said that when the cockroach groups disagreed about the best places to hide, even the most headstrong cockroaches were able to reach an agreement with their little friends about where to hide out. Washington Post said the mix of personalities might help explain why cockroaches are such a hard species to kill off. Hmm. So in other words, they basically can reach a consensus. Is that like elective bodies?
Hardly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Experts warning that the United States can expect more measles outbreaks in the future because people aren't getting the vaccinations. 170 people in 17 states sickened by the measles. Again, 170 people in the United States, the entire country, okay? It's not like you need to be running down the street in panic. But nonetheless, most of those cases, part of the outbreak that started at Disneyland, so it's not that hard to figure out exactly where it's happening. So, just saying. All right. On this date in history, Coca-Cola sold in bottles for the first time in 1894, which is pretty revolutionary. I mean, rather than having to go to the fountain to get it, you could take it with you or it could be brought to you. Girls' Guides, which became the Girl Scouts, founded in 1912. 153 snails were reported missing from a snail farm in England.
Oh, no.
They left very, very slowly. Back at our WTAW College Station tomorrow.
Fox News.